Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Miami Valley, and welcome to all of our listeners today. And, you know, folks, we're coming off what was our show, our last week's show. We talked about a bittersweet moment. It's that time of year, Labor Days, beginning of fall and kind of the end of summer. And we just hope you all had a very safe and pleasant holiday. I know the weekend, we all know we had a spectacular weekend, you know, for celebrating the families all getting together. So hope all went well. But, you know, we got another great show for you today. And I got to tell you, you know, I every week we do this, I just so fortunate that I get to hang out with you, Tony. And we do these shows together. Yeah. You know that? It's such a blessing. It is. It is.
Well, I love our listeners, love to hear from them. I know you love chatting with them and talking to them about not only finances, but everything. And I just have to say, good morning, Steve Temple.
I love the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
You know, Tony, I got to share. You go through life and you hear some of these jingles, and some of them stick. But I got to tell you, not to be self-serving here, but I love that whole song. Mm-hmm. You know, Pilot of the Airwaves. And it just one of those jingles that just seems to, it just flows good. I think we'll remember it for a long time. You know, at least that's the hope anyway. So,
that is a good one. And you are, Steve, the pilot of the airwaves. I love it. I love
we have
doing
fun. We have fun doing
love
it. We
doing
have fun
the show doing with you each week. And, you know, I want to remind our listeners, that's me singing bass in that song. Oh, no, it's not. I'm not doing the bass part. I just dream that. No, Tony, remember, low voice.
When we actually remember the one show we did do a sing along like round two, you played that, and then you know, and you know, Letta was listening to our show, and she called in Monday. She was the one that heard our show on her way to work out on Sunday morning. She's like 84 years old.
Oh yeah,
and she listens to it every week.
She does workouts. And, yeah, she's amazing.
And she works out. She's doing pickleball. Yeah. But she called in after that show that we both sang.
Yeah.
And she said, "Steve, love you. Love listening to your show. But stick to financial planning and don't think about going on Broadway."
Yeah. No more singing.
No singing.
And
no
my, singing. What a lovely singing voice you do have, Steve. So, well, hey, we're talking about good financial habits financial habits and things that you'll want to do that it's not just for the wealthy. It's for all of us. Right. I think that's good.
But, you know, I've been bugging you all summer. As we do the shows, you're in Bermuda shorts, Bermuda shirts. And we joked about that a little bit. Well, you know what? I guess now since it's now Labor Day, you're officially going to trade all the summer fun, all your summer attire for something that's got pumpkin spice and everything else in it. Is that true, Tony?
Everything has pumpkin spice, right? I mean, like things that shouldn't have pumpkin spice. It's like you go in to get your oil changed in your car and they're like, "Would you like the pumpkin spice oil?" It's nuts, right?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to what we talked about some habits today.
Sure.
Here's the truth. Many of today's wealthy retirees didn't start that way. Okay. They began with modest savings. They built in real wealth through, here it is, consistent and strategy money saving habits. So thankfully, you don't just need deep pockets to borrow this playbook. Whether you're starting off with $1,000 or $100,000, these 13 habits we're going to talk about today, Tony, can chart a path toward a long and happy retirement.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we all want. We all want a long and happy retirement. I think that's really important. And, the pumpkin spice is here to keep us warm. Good topic today. So let's kick things off with habit number one.
Yeah.
What's one of the most common traits you see among wealthy retirees? What are they doing that we should all know about?
Well, we're going to reference a Kiplinger article. It says The Smart Way to Retire, 13 Habits to Steal from the Wealthy for many of today's details. So number one, they pay themselves first, Tony. Yeah. They make it automatic. Instead of saving whatever happens to be left over at the end of the month, they decide up front that a piece of their paycheck is going to go straight into their investments for their future.
Wow. So kind of like treating savings as a bill that you can't skip.
Exactly. Think of it as paying yourself first. Okay. A lot of retirees I work with set up these automatic transfers, often any 10, 15, 20% into a retirement account like a 401k or an IRA. And the studies back this up, Tony. People who automate their savings end up with much bigger balances than those who don't. And that's according to the article. And I remember over the years, several conversations I've had with people. If you relied on that, you would do it manually yourself. You wait till the end of the month, then you make an investment. Well, then the market takes a turn for the worse. And then you try to second guess what, emotionally, should I do it now? Should I wait?
But when
you do something automatic, Tony, no emotions, all discipline, it's going to fare better in the end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every study shows and over history, that's the way it works. If you dollar cost average your way, and if you're constantly on a regular basis, every paycheck, a percentage goes right into those retirement accounts to grow and take advantage of compounding interest, you're going to be ahead of the game. So once you've got that habit down of paying yourself first, and really, think of it as paying your future self, right?
Exactly. So, and going along with habit number one, your wealth is growing in the background, Tony, while you're busy just doing and living life. So in habit number two, keeping your money working instead of letting it sit idle. Wealthy retirees don't pile up a bunch of cash, let it pile up into accounts that earn little or no interest. So they make sure every dollar has a job, whether it's going to be in stocks, maybe ETFs, or even in a high yield savings account, Tony. It's earning more, better than inflation. And that's the whole thing. You got to have your money work hard and work smart for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Even something simple like a savings account can make the difference if you pick the right one, or, a MIGA. There are a lot of different options out there to earn interest on your money. Just make sure it's earning and you're talking to a trusted financial professional who's a fiduciary before you decide where to put it, right?
Well, Tony, a lot of high yield accounts right now, they're paying 4% and 5% interest. Okay.
Yeah.
Compare that if you leave cash in a traditional checking account where you may be earning close to zero. So, and inflation is back down in normal, where it's 2% to 3% range. So money sitting in low interest accounts, it's actually going to lose money over time, Tony. I mean, people say, well, I want to put it where it's safe. Well, they forget about if you're earning less than what inflation is, your money's already at risk anyway. It's just you didn't realize it.
Yeah. I mean, even $1,000 can grow just by putting it somewhere smarter instead of letting it gather dust. So we've covered paying yourself first and keeping your money moving and working for you. Mm-hmm. What's the next big habit that wealthy retirees share?
Well, Tony, it's pretty simple. They live below their means. And I don't mean just clipping coupons. It's a mindset, Tony. Wealthy retirees often see money not as something to spend, but as something to invest. So that's a big shift from how most people think about it, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Because a lot of people assume that once you have money, you can just spend it freely. And that mindset is what gets us into trouble or prevents us from having more in the future, right?
Well, and the article refers to that. It's actually reality. Many wealthy people, they avoid what we call lifestyle creep. They spend less than they earn. They set aside the difference and they keep this wealth accumulation on track, Tony. So research backs this up too, because the article also notes that Employee Benefits Research Institute found that retirees who overspent early often ran out of money and ran into trouble later.
So even at higher incomes, it's really, it really comes down to discipline, like living on, say, 70 to 80% of what you bring in and saving the rest, right? Yeah. That's so correct. What's another big difference between people who build wealth and those who struggle?
Well, they steer clear of any costly debt. And we're referring to high interest credit card debt. Right now, the average credit card APR, Tony, is more than 22%, according to this article. So if you're only making minimum payments, interest charges eat away at your money. It can trap you into this cycle. And it's tough to get off this once it gets started, Tony. You build in this lifestyle, you're charging everything, and that 22 to 28% interest and the payments you're making each month aren't making a difference. And you're going to be paying on this forever, where you should have been building wealth for yourself.
The average credit card right now is 24%, and it can go as high as 30. So that kind of debt feels like quicksand. The harder you struggle, the deeper you sink.
Well, and you nailed it, Tony. And the research is eye-opening, my friend. This article points to a recent survey that found 72% of older Americans carry debt. And more than half, they say they feel overwhelmed by it, Tony. The wealthy approach is simple. Pay off the high interest balances quickly. Some even use strategies like debt avalanche, because tackling the highest interest debts first so you can save more in the long run. So, and here's how the high debt avalanche works. You list all your debts with all their balances. You list your minimum payments and you list the interest rate. Make minimum payments on the debts to stay current. Focus on extra payments on the debt with the highest interest rates first, regardless of the balance. Once that debt is paid off, you then roll those payments into the next highest interest debt. And you repeat this process, Tony, until all the debts are gone.
Okay. So how does someone like yourself, a financial services professional, help people develop some of these habits?
Well, a good professional, Tony, can help you turn these habits into a personalized plan. You know, form setting up the automatic savings to create strategies for paying off this debt. They provide guidance. Here it is. They provide some accountability.
Yeah.
And I think along the way, they will bring some expertise to the table. So their job is to help you stay disciplined, not emotional, avoid mistakes, and make a steady progress toward your retirement goals.
Yeah. And that's what you can do for people, and how you've helped so many people in the area throughout the years. So why don't we take a quick break here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation if they have questions or want to get a plan in place, an overall retirement plan or retirement income plan or just financial plan, investment plan in place.
Folks, reach out to us, 937-667-6500. Better yet, you can go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. There is a link right on the main page that you can look at your calendar and get on our calendar and schedule a quick, 15, 20 minute call if you like. Or from that same calendar, Tony, they can actually schedule a time we can visit, face to face. In fact, we just had a couple that came to us. They're new clients in this past, 6 months. And they even asked me, Steve, do you work with younger people? The answer is, in their situation, yes, because they've got children that kind of, talking about our article today, Tony, they have gotten themselves trapped to where they are, high interest credit card debt. Yeah. And I said, absolutely, be more than honored, since you're kids, that we would be happy to sit down and speak with them and give them a plan, give them a strategy that's going to help them get on track and stay on track for their future going forward. So we're very happy to do that for folks.
Well, yeah, and that's really, really important. And you've been talking about some good habits to build and habits that people who have been able to methodically build up a sizable amount of assets tend to share. There's certain habits that these people who end up with a lot of money in retirement have utilized, and you're sharing those with us. What's next?
Well, here it is. Real simple. Create a roadmap, call it a blue. I refer to it often as a roadmap, a blueprint for retirement that includes savings goals, expected living expenses, Tony, and your investment strategies, while also planning for the unexpected costs like medical bills, long-term care, repairs maybe on a home.
Sure.
So it comes down to setting clear savings goals, Tony. Eliminate, you know, your estimate, you know, your living expenses, and choosing an investment strategy that fits. You know, and maybe at first it might be a little painful, Tony, you know, that you're starting to put a little money aside, but often people soon realize it becomes in a discipline, becomes non-emotional, and they simply adjust their lifestyle, but they're now putting 10, 20% toward their nest egg. And in the long term, it's going to be so beneficial to them and their retirement goals.
Yeah. Yeah. And a few things are more powerful than financial discipline. And I, you know, we all hate to hear that word discipline, and everybody's like, that's the one thing I lack. Shoot. Right. Well, and that's where you come in with some expertise and some accountability. You need that. And, you know, it is doable. You can do it. Believe me, anyone can do it. Right.
Well, you mentioned that a moment ago about discipline. The other thing, Tony, we talked about this in a previous show. People just procrastinate.
Yep.
It's human nature, you know.
Why would I do today? Why would I do today what I can put off until tomorrow?
Until tomorrow, and then tomorrow never comes. But right. It's just human nature. So we
start Monday. A friend of mine wrote Monday, starting Monday, and then Monday never comes. Right, starting
never comes.
Yeah.
Or even it goes back to, maybe we did this show even when we talked about New Year's resolutions, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that show? I think we even by whatever date it fails, people just, they get off the
wagon.
Oh,
it's crazy. So, it's like February.
It is crazy.
It's like middle of February. It's your people are done.
Well, I tell you, the numbers prove what you just mentioned. Here again, the Employee Benefit Research 2025 Spending and Retirement Survey. It referenced an article says, it revealed that disciplined spenders end up with about twice as much saved, Tony.
Yeah, that's huge.
Those who actually had a plan and even save more. In fact, it said planners typically retire with 2.2 times more savings than those who did not have a strategy at all. That's huge.
And that's where you come in as a fiduciary, as a trusted financial professional who's going to look out for your client's best interest, putting that overall plan in place that incorporates, it takes into account inflation, it takes into account taxes, healthcare costs, Social Security maximization, you know, all of these things, right? I mean, just having that that blueprint or roadmap in place and having that plan gives you a huge advantage when it comes to building a more secure retirement. But what about after you've built that retirement roadmap? Do most people just set it and forget it?
Not the wealthy ones, Tony.
That's true.
Another common habit. Here it is, Tony. You meet regularly with your financial advisor because that's the person who's going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
You know, we started this vision, we had this plan, and a good advisor is going to hold you accountable to what you've already put in place. And so those check-ins that you have with your advisor, they're going to do many things. They're going to refine your strategies. They're going to optimize your investment strategies. And then, you know, along the way, you're going to maybe even catch some blind spots that they may have missed while they're trying to do it themselves too. So that relationship can be so important to helping you have a successful outcome.
Yeah, kind of like getting a second set of eyes on your strategy, right?
You bet, brother. And you know what? It pays off often, literally. The recent survey by the Financial Planning Association cited in their article that found that retirees who meet regularly with a financial service professional on average, 15% more in savings than those who don't. So that guidance and that accountability, Tony, can really make a measurable difference in your journey.
Yeah, I mean, just by preventing you from making really costly mistakes, I think that's huge. Building wealth isn't just about having a strategy. It's also about keeping that strategy fresh with the help of a financial professional. And now, here's something I'm curious about, Steve. Do wealthier retirees actually live on a budget, or is that just for the rest of us?
Tony, they absolutely do. And again, that word budget, that a lot of people, they kind of push back on that word. It's like going on a diet. Yeah. the word diet and budget is kind of negative. So we like to refer to it as cash flow, but Tony, they absolutely do stick to the plan. They have a spending plan. It has one or more keys to make retirement funds last, right? That's part of it. You're part of the piece.
Yep.
So a cash flow analysis helps control the expenses and make sure your savings don't run out, you know, when you do. So that goes back to having that accountability partner, third party, second set of eyes, whatever you want to call it, second opinion. That person can be so valuable in your financial success.
Yeah. So what kind of budgets are we talking about here?
Well, here it is. Maybe you've heard this before, listener. It's called the 50-30-20 rule. It stands for 50% for your needs, 30% for your wants, and 20% for savings or your debt. So others prefer to a 60-30-10 plan once they retired and your income is more fixed. The point isn't about the exact formula. Here it is, Tony. The point is to have structure that matches your lifestyles, your goals, your bucket list, your dream list, all the things you want to accomplish. You have to define those first. And that's where a good, you know, a partner, a good accountability partner, an advisor can help determine what are those things and how is important.
And you mentioned values play a role too, right?
Exactly. Wealthy retirees just don't budget for the numbers, Tony. They budget for what matters most. For some, it's travel. Others, it's philanthropy. Others, it's just spending time with family, Tony. Again, that's where uncovering what those goals are, what's essential to them. It's important to embrace guilt-free spending on what truly brings joy. Like, you know, this week, for example, working with a brand new client, one of their bucket list items is they want to do some remodeling. And they've been so afraid to do it. You know, just the money's got to last. So putting together a plan for them, I love what I do, Tony, because we putting together a solid game plan, looking into the future for the next 30, 40 years, we know we've got things covered for them. We now know it's available. They can tap into one of those nest eggs and they can do this remodel for the kitchen they've been wanting to do for the past 15 years. That gives me joy, Tony, when I can help people fulfill those dreams, those wishes for something they may have put off for a long time. And just knowing that we can help them accommodate that and know they're not going to affect their cash flow. They're going to have a very healthy retirement plan and get to enjoy present life today with a new kitchen remodel.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, what you're saying is it's not about pinching pennies. It's about making sure your money is going to support the life you want, right? So let's talk about timing here. Is there a common thread among wealthier people when it comes to when they start investing?
Well, definitely, Tony. Wealthy retirees almost always started investing early. And they started doing it often.
Yeah, early and often.
The earlier you start,
as I like to say,
early and often.
It's just like Chicago politics. When do you vote? Early and often. When do you save? Early and often, right?
Early and often. I like it. So it says, the article references that you should start in your 20s or your 30s. The more time your money has to grow throughout this, we call this compound interest. And compound interest, it's how much you put in. And more importantly, how long does it stay there? How long does it work? I remember, Tony, when I started my career 30 years ago, I was working in the corporate world doing 401k consulting. And I would show these employees all over the country the benefits of it was called the Wilsons and the Simmons. We're going to change the name to the Hatfields and the McCoys. That'll be version 2 of our story. And so in the Hatfields started saving early, right? They knew the importance of it. But why, you know, they sat down and talked with an advisor and they saw the importance of starting early. So the Hatfields started early. The McCoys, on the other hand, they waited for 10 years later because they were at this mindset, gosh, retirement's a long way off. I've got plenty of time. I'll start saving in the future. So they did. They waited for 10 years. And the McCoys had to put in almost twice as much money as the Hatfields and had less because they missed out on that 10 years of that compound interest, you know, and the real simple formula, folks, is this. If you take your, say, 8% rate of return, divide that into 72, your money doubles every 9 years. Okay. Going back to what we talked about early in the show, if you're earning, you know, 1%, Tony, then it takes 72 years for that money to double. So that's where the compound interest time value money story becomes so relevant.
It's so important to work with somebody like yourself as well. It's huge. And you need to make sure that you have an income plan for retirement that's going to work for you. So what's next? Anything else you want to talk about here?
Well, it seems like I know we're almost out of time today, Tony. Yeah. Can you believe how fast this time goes by?
It flies. Yeah. Yeah. It flies. It's like a half hour goes by in a blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye. I think the main thing, Tony, if we touched on some thoughts today, folks, reach out to us, 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. Come in and talk to us. Share with us what you're going on in your scenario. And like you said, Tony, early in the show, no cost, no obligation, folks. This is about just meeting you, building a friendship, building a relationship with no hooks, no strings attached.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great show today, Steve. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, the pilot of the airwaves himself, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.